No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
W-T-L.
It's
time!
W-T-L.
I think we got a show.
Oh yeah, we got a show.
W-T-L.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL, Where's the Line, Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klass, and joined by
Jabron.
The Parlay Pounder.
You got it. We're back.
Yes, we are. And we're going to talk college football. And,
yeah.
You know, I posed the question on Nebraska football now to Jake Bartecki.
But yeah.
If there is a football god, why does he hate Nebraska?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Yeah, I think it's just all building to, Andy, a win, you know, a win or lose, a, you know, try or die game against Iowa at the end of the season to see if we're just absolutely terrible or can go to a bowl game. I would just almost want to skip over this week and just make it, you know, no holds barred. Season or not against Iowa, I think that's what we're alluding to. But
just be like one of the many high school football teams across the state of Nebraska, just forfeit the game to Wisconsin.
Yep.
And then just move on to the real deal, and Nebraska gets the trifecta, right? They cover, they smack the under, and they go bowling. So, but first things first,
Wisconsin.
We got Wisconsin, but right now we got to talk Thursday night football.
Oh, yeah.
Coming to you from Cleveland, Ohio, taking on hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers. And wouldn't you know it, the Steelers are 8-2, just chugging along like they always are. And Cleveland is back in the basement in the AFC North, where they just seem to just kind of dwell all the time, no matter what type of talent they have on their roster.
Yep.
They are 2-8. They are also your, oh boy, 3.5-point underdog to the Steelers.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's probably, you know, fair where it needs to be, Andy. The Cleveland Browns are coming off back-to-back blowout losses.
Yeah.
And there's, I just don't think there's enough offense to, you know, really compete in this game. The Browns have scored 18 or fewer points in 9 of their last 10 games, are 27th in total offense, 31st in scoring offense.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt the Browns find their, you know, offensive success against one of the best defenses in the league, the Steelers. And also, the Pittsburgh Steelers are 8-2 against the spread, Andy. So I really like the Pittsburgh Steelers in this one, especially a division rival where they seem to have the upper hand.
Yeah, you know, and a trendy pick, and I'm hearing a lot of chatter over this, is the total. It opened at 40.5, and it's currently bet down to 36.5, and I think it's just going to keep dropping because of all the hype around this. It's supposed to be rainy. It's supposed to be windy in
elements,
Cleveland.
Yep.
And also, you don't really have two high-powered offenses here. Steelers, they just figure it out. They'll grind out a victory. That game against Baltimore last week, 18-16.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson wasn't lighting it up, but he figured it out.
He's going to always figure it out.
Yeah.
That's why he gets the nudge over Fields, is because he's got that adjustment in his back pocket that he can actually adjust during games. And I'm not a fan of road favorites on short weeks, but I just can't get behind the Browns here. I just don't think Jameis and company have enough to go on this week, especially against that really, really tough Steelers defense in the elements.
So, yeah, so real quick, what's your cutoff then for betting that under? Because I'm thinking it's getting too low right now at 36. I mean, these are still NFL teams, right?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. I'm not touching that. Yeah. If anything, I'm betting the over if it's at 36 right now. I would definitely bet the over on that just because I believe that even as bad as I'm saying Cleveland is, I still think Jameis is going to air it out enough to get a couple touchdowns.
Right.
Nick Chubb's going to get in the end zone. I just think the Steelers have a very, very good defense is going to keep them out of the end zone when they need to. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the Steelers, I mean, you see the attraction there for the under, but, man, it's getting pretty low right now. All right, let's move on to Sunday.
Yeah.
A noon kickoff in Chicago where the Bears are looking to get right against a conference foe. That is the Minnesota Vikings, who are also 8-2 on the season. They're 4-1 on the road.
Yeah.
This line opened up at 3.5 as Vikings as your road favorites, and it has stayed right there. Both sides like this line from the bookies.
Yeah, Andy, and just the body language from the Chicago Bears is so bad right now. Yeah. They let another one go late into Sunday's matchup with the Packers, lose on the block.
God, that was ridiculous. But so ridiculous.
The whole thing with Chicago, they surrendered 1 of 5 on third downs, 23.5 in time possession in that one, but couldn't finish off the win. Despite playing very well, I just think that's a demoralizing thing for them. I don't believe they're going to be able to do it again against the Minnesota Vikings that are playing pretty decent, coming off a pretty clean road win against the struggling Titans, which I believe they're kind of sliding again into that spot, playing a very struggling team on the road. So I really think that the Vikings have their number here and will win by at least a touchdown.
I feel that way too, because they got to keep pace with Detroit, with Green Bay right on their heels, only up a half a game right now, or a full game. Another sneaky pick that I kind of like here is that total. Right now, the weather just looks to be cloudy and cold, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
45 degrees or so at kickoff. You know it's going to be windy. Mm-hmm. It's Chicago, and there's always that weird crosswind there at Soldier Field. And the Vikings have gone under 7 of the last 10 games. The Bears have gone under 4 of their last 5 games. I think that under is where the value is for this one.
Where's it at, Andy Sitton?
39.5.
For the Bears, half of that. The Bears have been below 20 points in 4 straight games now, so it won't take much for the Vikings to get a lead and keep it, and they're not going to have that throttle on, especially if the elements are windy, like you're saying, and a little bit cold out. They're not going to be, trying to extend plays with Jefferson and all that kind of stuff. So I believe the under is a very good play here as well, Andy.
Forget about scoring 3 touchdowns. So 4 weeks ago against Washington, 15 points. Then the following week, Arizona, 9 points. New England Patriots, they only scored 3 points against the Patriots.
Yeah. That's
so
bad.
I like the – and this is one of those deals where – I feel comfortable betting the Vikings and betting the under, and both can smack.
I agree. I love the Vikings minus 3.5, though. I think it's one of the best bets of the weekend. So,
No concern with Sam Darnold. I see he is questionable, but he's questionable a lot.
Yeah, he's going to play.
Aaron Jones is back.
This is his baby. Sam Darnold is going to play the entire time the Vikings have this winning record. So it's just the way it's going to be.
All right, well, let's talk about one of your favorite teams then. The Carolina Panthers are hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. This is going to be a noon kickoff over on CBS. The Chiefs are undefeated no more.
Yeah.
The Buffalo Bills behind Josh Allen and his heroics knock off the Chiefs. What a fun game that was. The Chiefs are still a huge favorite. 11.5.
Yeah.
Ooh, some books, I'm seeing this getting bet down right now to 10.5.
Yeah, a lot of them are going down.
That makes a lot of sense. It's still Carolina you're betting on, though.
Yeah, it still is Carolina. But, I mean, if you look at the last 3 weeks, Carolina 2-0, you beat the Giants, beat the Saints, and had a bye week. I mean, the Chiefs have a loss in the last 3 weeks.
Didn't lose that bye week.
All I'm saying is the Chiefs have a loss more recently than the Carolina Panthers. So
they've lost 1,000% more.
1,000% more times than the Chiefs have in the last 3 weeks. But, no, I mean, you got to think that the Chiefs are going to bounce back and win this game.
Yeah.
I just think that the Carolina Panthers can keep it on their side, With possession under 10 points.
With,
I really,
two scores.
Yep, I do believe that they're going to probably lose by 10, probably by a touchdown, you know, but I do not believe it's going to be extended. You got to remember that this is the Kansas City Chiefs, and they're not out for blood. They never are. They just want to win, and that's the way that's going to happen. They'll probably, you know, shove it in our face, you know, dangle it out in front of us, and then kick a field goal at the end and win it. That's probably the way that this is going to go.
You know, the book's been making their money on Kansas City because they've been setting that point spread so low, and people are betting against that, and then the Chiefs pay them off.
For sure.
Like, you're thinking, oh, the Chiefs are going to win, but, you know, and they do end up covering, but you just feel it's a little fishy, just like this line. Exactly like this line.
Yeah, I mean, I do believe the Chiefs are going to win this game. I don't have any notion that the Carolina Panthers are going to win this game, but I do like the Carolina Panthers. They got a little juice going, Andy. They got a little juice going. I believe that they can score some points on this defense and keep in the game within 10 points.
You know, and something that's going to work for that, I believe, is that I think both teams are at their best when they're running the ball.
Yeah.
I think Kansas City has found something in Kareem Hunt, their resurrection, or bringing him back.
And Isaiah could play this game. He's questionable to play. We're not sure if he's going to, but like you said, if they do get him back, they're going to want to, you know, get him involved, get Kareem involved. So, yeah, slow that game down.
And Chuba Hubbard is probably the best offensive weapon for the Carolina Panthers.
No doubt about
it. So they're just going to run the ball, and that kind of keeps the game close when both teams are just running the ball at each other. So that takes us to the total that has been bet up an entire point to 42.5.
Yeah, some people have this all the way up to 44.5 already, Andy.
Wow.
And if you get this at 45 or above, I definitely go on the underside of this, Andy, just because of the reason that you're saying. I don't believe the Kansas City Chiefs are going to jump out to this big lead and then keep scoring points. I believe it's going to be a running football game. I believe it's going to be over before you know it. I believe it's going to be a very, very fast game, running clock the entire time. I am under where my book has it at 44.5 right now.
This kind of feels like one of those seesaw games where Kansas City gets up by 7 points to 10 points.
Yeah.
Okay, then Carolina scores. Then you know, you get within one score. That's okay. Kansas City will come back and score and keep them at arm's length. But it's going to take a long time. It's going to be a grueling match. A lot of rushing of the football. Hey, maybe we'll see some tight ends get involved
here. You never know. I hope so. I have Kelce and in fantasy, and he dropped a big zero burger on me last week. So
500 yards, 2 touchdowns on the season. That ain't cutting it.
That ain't a second round pick, I'll tell you that.
Any other line that you're looking at for this one?
No, that's just it. I believe the Carolina Panthers can cover the 10.5, and I do believe the under is the play as well.
All right, well, let's take a minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Nebraska Brewing Company. We've been enjoying the Eos. That's one of their Hefeweizen from their Core Series beers. It's a Bavarian wheat beer. It's unfiltered, and it's a traditional German Hefeweizen that's highlighted with notes of vanilla and nutmeg. Nebraska Brewing Company, world class in every glass. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL.
T-L.
Gentlemen, what brings me to my next point? Don't smoke crack.
W-T-L.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL. Where's the Line? Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Glasson, joined by
Jabron.
The Parlay Pounder.
You got it.
And we alluded to it earlier.
Yeah.
We're going to get right back into it right now. That is CFB college football coming your way.
Yeah.
Huge top five matchup. We're going to get started out with Big Noon kickoff over there on Fox.
Yeah.
Heading to the Shoe.
The Shoe.
Ohio State Buckeyes are hosting number five, Indiana Hoosiers. They are 10-0, 7-0 in the conference, and they're a 2-touchdown dog.
Yeah, I mean,
13.5 points.
Yeah, I mean, this is really make or break for Indiana, Andy. This is your whole season. You work so hard to get to this. You're fifth in the nation. You're right there on the cusp of the college football playoff.
Yeah.
You lose this game in convincing fashion, everything's gone from you. Everything has gone from you because you
not the Holiday Bowl or maybe
Exactly. I'm not saying everything, but college football playoff hopes are out the door. If you lose convincing by three or more touchdowns in this game, nobody will look twice at you as a contender. So, yeah, they got a lot playing for this. This is their college football playoff. They are going to bring a lot of energy, I think, but I think it's going to be a lot of false identity as well, thinking that they're in this tier with Ohio State, which I do not believe that they are.
Yeah, you think Nebraska might have been the wake-up call for Ohio State or what?
I think it really was, Andy, that, you know, they came in, knew that they could beat the brakes off us. This team has a couple of players, and it just got too close for them. But I don't think that they were ever scared that they were going to lose that game.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I think it was the wake-up call, and I think it was the reverse thing for Indiana. They just beat the brakes off us, and they just keep building that momentum that they are one of the top-tier players. You know, teams in the nation when they've only beat six of the worst teams in the Big Ten.
Right. It is the strength of schedule thing. And I was listening to Paul Feinbaum go off about it and how he was crying and playing his violin for the SEC.
Yep.
Indiana has gone 8-1 against the spread.
Yes.
Okay. And then they had, the one game they didn't cover. But Georgia probably has played a lot tougher schedule. And they're not getting paid off
for sure not.
Where it's at right now. And that's with the Hoosiers being ranked fifth in the nation.
Yeah.
But bookies, people that make a living off this thing, are saying, no, they're 13.5 points
worse than Ohio State.
That's not even saying that they're worse. That's the best line we can get you guys to wager both sides
on. To bet on Indiana. That is very true, Andy. That's why I'm saying the committee has its eye. You know, this is a star game for that committee. Is Indiana for real? Is Ohio State, you know, deserving of that number two ranking? The one thing that really stands out here, Andy, is that Ohio State is playing at home, and that is going to be very, very hard for Indiana. Ohio State has won each of its last 12 games at Ohio Stadium, and Ohio State is, you know, they're just a different team at home, Andy. So
This over has been bet down only a point from 52.5 to 51.5. And both these teams are over machines.
Yeah.
Let's see. And six of the last seven times that these two teams have matched up. And Indiana hasn't always been this good, right?
Yeah.
The total has smacked six of the last seven times. And as of this year, both teams have been going over more times than not. So
I don't
know what to make of this, because you'd think a lot of people with all those things would be betting the over with the history of it. But no, it's actually getting bet down just a little bit. I'm looking at the weather, just typical, partly cloudy, 45 degrees.
It's perfect, Andy. The reason that the under is getting a lot of attraction, Andy, Ohio State only allows 10 points per game. Indiana, on the flip side, only allows 13 points per game. Yeah, this is a battle of the defenses. It's actually Indiana. Can they stop Ohio State from exploding, which I don't believe that they will. But I still believe the under is probably the way to go, Andy, just because.
All right.
Ohio State does bring the challenges. Indiana makes their money on the run, 175 yards per game. I do not believe that they'll even sniff that against Ohio State. I believe this is going to be a blowout. I think Indiana Hoosiers' dream season ends. I do not believe we'll hear their name ever again in the history of the Big Ten Conference.
Hoosiers catching so many points, you don't care. Go Buckeyes.
Go Buckeyes.
Go Bucks. And I always felt that it had to catch up with Indiana sometime, that they have so many players that followed the coach from Division II or whatever. So you got seven or eight players from there. You also got some kids from like Western Michigan or whatever. And I get it. They're really good. But they're not four stars. They're not five stars like Ohio State.
Yep.
And this does kind of feel like a spot where a lot of seasons like this come to an end, and that's at Ohio State.
It's just the way it's going to be. I feel really bad for Indiana because, you know, you put a whole, you know, season into this. This is their best season that they've ever had, and it probably will be the best season that they ever have. They'll beat Purdue next weekend and really end the season with a one loss in the Big Ten and make it into the Big Ten championship, which is very tough coming down to. But that's college football.
That's where this league is at right now. Yep. Okay, let's move on over to the Big 12. 2:30 kickoff on Fox. The Colorado Buffaloes just keep climbing the rankings. They are 8-2. Wow. taking on the Kansas City Jayhawks in Lawrence, Kansas. And what happened to the Jayhawks? Remember that preseason hype?
It's crazy.
What happened to Alliance Leipold down there? They are 4-6. They are also a home dog.
Yeah.
Dog to the Colorado Buffaloes.
It's crazy, Andy. Like you said, a lot of hype on Kansas early, but despite the 1-5 start, they still have a shot at bowl eligibility, Andy, coming all the way back, you know, storming back behind quarterback Jalen Daniels, who looks fully recovered from the back injury that sidelined him last year, Andy, and he just looks a lot better. I am kind of surprised that this line is so close, just a 3-point towards Colorado.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump on that, Andy, but the matchup features strength between Kansas's efficient offense and Colorado's resurgent as their defense, you know, kind of gets it going against these Big 12 teams. Both teams have excelling against the spread, so this is going to be a really good one. The one thing I will point out about Kansas, their corners are very good. Kobe Bryant and Melo Dotson could help to slow down Colorado's passing attack.
Yeah, you have to be. If you want to be competitive in the Big 12, you have to have a couple lockdown corners.
For sure.
You know what I mean? But this total is at 59.5, and it's not moved at all.
Yeah.
And this is a typical Big 12, and I think both teams would kind of welcome a shootout.
Yeah.
That's what these two quarterbacks kind of live for, Daniels and Shedeur Sanders.
I really think it's going to be a kind of a lower scoring affair,
really?
Andy. I believe I'm going to go with the under. I do believe Colorado gets them by a touchdown.
Okay.
I'm thinking 31-24. You know, creeping right around there in that 55 range, Andy. I do believe Sanders and Hunter keep their Heisman-worthy pace going, just at a little lower scoring affair. I still believe one of them gets touchdown, 300 yards, whatever it is. But I do got Colorado covering that 3 points. I believe it's a really good bet.
You know, we called this back
in Arrowhead. In Arrowhead.
That's going to be fun. Oh, it's in Arrowhead, so it's in Kansas City. Yeah, that's right, that's right. It's going to be a lot of fun. We said this back in week 3 and 4 when we were talking about Colorado. Travis Hunter is now your odds-on favorite to win the Heisman.
He should.
He really should.
Especially,
who else is playing two ways like that?
If they can just do unblemished here, not lose to Kansas, not lose next week, I believe that he has the Heisman locked up.
If they do that, then they get into the college football playoff.
Exactly.
And no one expects them to. Yeah, I think it would be a lock.
It should be a lock. Yep. It really should be, and they should beat this Kansas team. As much as a resurgence as they have made, I don't believe they're on the same level as these Colorado Buffaloes, and I believe they've found out a way to win late, and I like Colorado with the two best players on the field.
Speaking of locks, what about Braden Lockie? We're going to go over to Lincoln, Nebraska, talk about the Huskers hosting the Wisconsin Badgers. Braden Lockie is your starting quarterback as of right now. The sophomore has 1,514 yards on the season, 9 touchdowns, but he also has 9 interceptions. Pretty low quarterback rating.
Yeah.
You'd like to think if Nebraska's defense could ever step up, it's against a 5-5 Wisconsin Badger team, and a lot of movement up and down and all around, as there always is with the Nebraska line. But currently, the Cornhuskers are your 2.5 point favorites.
Yeah. What's that over under at, Andy? What's that over under at?
Your total is a 42.5.
40. I mean, I think, first of all, I think that's too many points for this game. I really do. Wisconsin owns the better running game. Nebraska owns the better run defense.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's the two counterpoints of this whole entire game.
There's your pillow fight.
There's your pillow fight.
To get to the under.
To get to the under. And, you know, a lot of people have the Cornhuskers having a better chance to win this game on the ground.
Yep.
And a lot of people will go back to the Huskers actually outplayed the Badgers last season in Wisconsin.
Still lost.
This is the identity of this team.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be in this game, especially late. It's going to come into the fourth quarter. We might be winning by 7 points. We will find a way to lose this game. Wisconsin money line plus 125 is the best bet of the weekend. Wisconsin Badgers rolling to Lincoln, beat us in the fourth quarter, win the game.
You know, I go back to last week against USC where, I mean, all those goofy things happening, pass interference, should have been an interception, said it bounces off a helmet and it turns into a touchdown. You know, questionable calls, the refs, this and that, but it's still just like, well, that's the script.
The script.
That's how
we lose in the fourth quarter and blame the refs.
Yep,
it shouldn't be that close.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have to throw a 40-yard Hail Mary at the end of the game to have a chance.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. You're not going to get a flag at the end of the game. That's not the way the refs call football.
Yeah.
It's a Hail Mary for a reason. It's not supposed to work.
You know, you got Nebraska riding a 4-game losing streak, but
yep.
the Badgers are also
for
riding
sure.
a 3-game losing streak. However, they just hosted Oregon and only lost by 3. It reminds me a lot of Nebraska only losing by 4 to Ohio State. So I feel like these two teams have some talent.
Yeah, they do.
At spots, and maybe this is where one of these two teams could wake up and really put it on the other. And if I'm looking at history over the last 10, 12, 15 years, it's Wisconsin.
Yeah,
it's Wisconsin with the cover.
I think so too, Andy. I believe the under's a good play, but I believe that money line with Wisconsin is one of, if not the best bet of the weekend, or a really good bet. We're just going to give the game away late. That's just the way it's going to be.
Yep. Sorry, Huskers. We got to tell it how it is. This is a sports betting show, and you heard the horn. That means we're up against it, but we gotta take a minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Stock and Rod Company, an outdoor lifestyle brand for those seeking adventure. Whether it's hunting, fishing, hiking, they got you covered. Visit stockandrod.com to get your wild game on. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL.
Nebraska Public Media Sports brings you live all-day coverage of the NSAA High School Football Championships on Monday, November 24th and Tuesday, November 25th. Watch all day, both days, on Nebraska Public Media or live stream every game on Nebraska Public Media's YouTube channel.
T-L. All right, brain. You don't like me and I don't like you. But let's just do this and I can get back to killing you with beer.
W-T-L.
And welcome back, everybody, to W-T-L. You know what that stands for. Where's the line? Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm yours. And D class and joined by
Jabron.
Oh, the Parlay Pounder.
You got it.
You know, and we have a lot of fun on this show.
Yeah.
You know, kind of poke fun of it ourselves at the teams. And you got to take the low fruit.
You do.
You know, so when teams are struggling, that's the time to kick them.
It
kick
really
them when they're
is.
Down.
And it's really fun because we are fans of three of the teams that are there most, that being the Nebraska Cornhuskers, the Chicago Bears, and the Carolina Panthers are always on the bottom. Pretty much our whole entire existence on Earth.
Really what a sports fan's all about for me is like, how much punishment can you take?
Yeah, just like the worst teams.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if they have cool colors. They're going to be bad. I wish somebody would have told me that in 1995.
Right. Yeah, the expansion there and you were coming up. Yep, I get it. With the and they had a cool like script too.
They did.
It was like the total 90s.
It was it was too cool, but yeah, I wish somebody would have let me in on that secret.
With all that, we got to have the JO back.
Yes.
We the host of the Laugh With Me podcast, Jeremy Odom, has the bottom 5 for us once again, and then his bottom 5 bets to go along with those teams. Couple on by, so I think he's got a surprise for us. Jeremy, take it away.
Hey, thanks, fellas. This is this week's bottom 5. It's week 12, brand new week, brand new set of the 5 worst teams in the NFL, and you can hear it every single week on the Bottom 5 podcast with Jeremy Odom. I'm your host, J.O. Let's get right to it. I'm going to give you the 5 worst teams in the NFL heading into week 12, and also 5 best bets. 5 bets that you can't go wrong with. You know what? Before we move ahead, let's look back. Last week, I gave you 5 bets. Those bets went 2-3. I have to say, not my best effort. But this week, I'm giving you 5 bets that I can promise you that the math, the statistics tell you will work. I was going off gut last week. I'm looking at the 5 worst teams. I'm watching ball. I'm looking at the action, and I'm saying, you know what? As bad as these teams are, you've got hope, right? I mean, when you're looking at the reverse power ranking of the NFL, you want to believe in these guys. You want to believe that the superstars on these just trash teams of the NFL have at least some winners of them at the books, right? You think at the casinos, at the sports books, you've got something. But you know what? Last week, Three losers, two winners. We are looking to go 5-0 this week. Here it is, the newest five worst teams in the NFL. This is your bottom five. Number five, the New York Giants. We got DeVito. I'm working on the accent, okay? I never said I was good at accents. I said I was great because I work at them. DeVito, he's your new quarterback, taking over for Daniel Jones. Don't get me wrong. This is a bad football team. But they are re-entering the bottom five because vibes are starting to dip. There was a stretch there where, although losing football games, this was a team that was starting to build a little bit of momentum. Well, and that was with my eyes. I thought they were building momentum. Obviously, internally, this wasn't the case. The Giants decided to move on, and they've got a new quarterback. In fact, Daniel Jones is not even going to be the backup quarterback in week number 12. They're playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It is a home game. I'm going to give you the best bet, and this one is a winner because the math believes in it. 70% of the time, the New York Giants hit on this. We're taking the over. It's 41.5 against the Buccaneers. Here's the deal. You're saying, Jeremy, you're an idiot. New quarterback. The math you just gave of 70% of the time the over hits in Giants games, you know, is more in line with Daniel Jones. Yeah, that may be true, but what I'm giving you is a lower line because people aren't buying into it. 41.5 is a lower over-under than the Giants have seen this season, and I'm saying DeVito is the answer, at least for this week, as he'll take them over. But they are the fifth worst team in the NFL. We're going to team 4-3. The reason why I'm going to group them together is quite simply because they're both on bye, which is very unfortunate when you're trying to put together five best bets for the week. But the Jacksonville Jaguars come in at number four. This is a team that has completely lost all momentum that they were starting to build. They have the talent. Nobody is debating the fact that they have the talent. It appears they are going to be making a change at head coach sooner than later. The Jacksonville Jaguars probably questioning a little bit of that contract from Trevor Lawrence. He's a great player, but at this point, they do appear to be heading in a different direction. They are the fourth worst team heading into week 12 with a much earned bye week. And number three, the New York Giants. This is a team that has made decisions that is going to haunt them for years to come. They've already fired the head coach. The general manager was just fired this week. And if you didn't know that, breaking news right here on WTL. Breaking news, the Giants have fired their general manager, and that leaves Mr. Aaron Rodgers. How old is he? What, 50, 52, I think, right? He's still playing quarterback. It doesn't look like he's going to be returning to New York next season, which opens the door for him to become a Minnesota Viking and fulfill his destiny next season. But the Jets are an absolute mess. They get a much-deserved week off. And you know what? And just continue to lose from there. They're going to have a high draft pick. That's essentially guaranteed at this point. But right now, they are the third worst team in the NFL. You're going to say, what two teams could possibly be worse than the New York Jets right now? Well, Andy, it's a good thing you asked me that because it's the Chicago Bears. This is a team that I believed in. This is a team that I thought was going to be very, very good this year, okay? They are not. This is a team also appears that they are moving in the right direction to make a change at head coach. This is a team that is going to face off against another division rival and a team that's overperforming, quite frankly, the Minnesota Vikings. They have a home game against them, but here's the deal. Chicago statistically is winning against the spread 5-4-1 this season. Okay. So at 55.6%, they're the winner against the spread. The spread's 3.5. Here's why this week I'm going with the Minnesota Vikings to cover -3.5. And that's because the week after a devastating loss, the Chicago Bears do not step up and perform. They are absolute trash. Do you remember a little game against the Washington Commanders where they lost due to a Hail Mary at the end of a football game? Sorry, Bears fans. I didn't want to bring it up, but I have to. Okay? The Bears didn't show up that next week, did they? Things just got a little bit worse. And then what happened last week in Week 11 against the Green Bay Packers? Yeah. Blocked field goal, huh? That sucks. That sucks. Yeah, I'm going with the Vikings, -3.5. The Bears continue to tank. And this one's on me. I'm going to take the blame for this one. I thought they were going to be good this year. Caleb Williams, unfortunately, I think he made a mistake when he was texting the team saying that the punter wasn't going to have to punt this year with him and running the offense. He meant to say, you're the best player on the team. Yeah, that's number one, the worst team in the NFL. Number one on the bottom five heading into week number 12. It is your Dallas Cowboys. This is a bad football team, fellas. This is a bad football team. They're playing at Washington this week. This is a team that's going to continue. I don't think this is a team that's going to get better with Cooper Rush. The more playing time he gets. They're heading into Thanksgiving where it's going to be Cowboys with Cooper Rush and the Giants with a DeVito blank quarterback. It's going to be a huge game. Look forward to my best bet on that for next week. Look forward to that, please. Because Thanksgiving is going to bring you some goods. But right now, they're at Washington. I am, in fact, going to suggest we go with the data on this one. I think we've seen enough on what Dallas can give us. And we're going to go with the data 6-4. When you take the over in a Dallas Cowboy game, they're going to lose it, right? So I'm not even going to mess with the spread. The Washington Commanders are going to surely take care of the business there. But the Dallas Cowboys, I like the over 45 points at Washington. Remember, 6-4, 60% of the time, they hit on the over. That's it. That's the bottom five heading into week number 12. We've got the New York Giants take the over, 41.5 against the Bucs. The Jaguars and Jets are on bye. We've got the Chicago Bears take the Vikings, -3.5. And then the Dallas Cowboys take the over 45 at Washington. Because I had two teams on bye, I'm going to give you two bonus bets. How about this one for you, Jabron? The Panthers, +11 against the Chiefs. I love an NFL team that's a double-digit underdog. Give me the Panthers. This Chiefs team is not as good as their record. Give me the Panthers, +11. And also, here's a little future for you. You guys saw the Chargers take care of business on Sunday Night Football against the Bengals. They are not charging anymore. Jim Harbaugh has changed the culture there. Los Angeles, +2,500 to win the Super Bowl. Buy in now. That's the bottom five this week. Thanks, guys.
Well, there you have it, Jabron. I mean, that was
wow.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't expect him to take it easy on my Chicago Bears.
Yeah, for sure not.
In fact, I kind of feel like I told you so.
Yeah.
We had him in the preseason out here, and he's like, man, I like
the Bears. We had him in the first segment, Andy, yeah, saying the same thing. It's like he listened to the show before he recorded that for us, which is very nice of him. But, yeah, I'm on most of his bets here this week.
Really?
I do really like the Minnesota Vikings
-3.5
against the Chicago Bears. And I really do like that over in that Buccaneers-Giants game. I think that's a really good play there.
DeVito.
And then, obviously, Charlie. I don't know if he's trolling me a little bit with the Carolinas. Covering against the Chiefs.
He wouldn't do that.
Yeah, that last pick that he threw kind of under the rug there, Andy. That Chargers to win the Super
Bowl.
What are you thinking about that?
Well, so I had to go look that up, and yeah FanDuel has him at that 2,500.
Yeah.
You know, they opened at plus 3,500. So hey, I guess the Chargers are getting better.
They're trending that way.
They sure are. So okay. I mean, they're right behind the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Vikings at plus 2,100 on FanDuel.
And I would definitely, you know, put money on them other than those two. So I'm not saying I love it and I won't jump on it because I still can't, you know, don't believe the Chargers can, you know, beat the Chiefs or the Ravens or, you know, a couple of these other teams. But he's a fan. He's got to jump on it. But yeah, I'm not throwing any money on them to win the Super Bowl.
Well, thank you nevertheless, Jeremy, for hopping back on and giving us the bottom five of the NFL once again.
Very fun.
We got to take a minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Nebraska Brewing Company, world class in every glass. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL.
WTL. This Saturday, I will go on national television live. I will say horrible things on the air, despicable things, and people will call me brave.
WTL.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL, Where's the Line, Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron.
Oh, the Parlay Pounder.
You got it.
And we had some fun talking a little NCAA football.
Yep.
Had to get Jeremy Odom back into there. That's
the
fun.
The bottom five.
You know, beating up on those weaker teams or less fortunate teams in the NFL. Now we got to get back on track with some prime time matchups.
Yep.
Playoff implications on the line. It's not early anymore.
No, it is not.
So we got to get to kind of a fun old rivalry here.
Yeah.
The 5-5 San Francisco 49ers heading on out to Lambeau, where the Packers just figured out. They figure out a way to win. I'm a Bears fan. I get it. That probably shouldn't count.
Yeah.
A blocked field goal against the Bears, like, well, duh.
Yeah.
We always knew you were going to win that game.
Yeah.
I guess Jordan Love owns us.
Yeah. He's the new owner.
Like the last quarterback, whoever he was, just handed the pink slip over to Love.
He has the stick now.
And now we are looking at Green Bay at a 2-point favorite. This line opened up at about 1.5 Green Bay, and it is slowly creeping up money coming in on the Packers.
Yeah, Andy, and I think it's just because they're at home. But at some point, you got to think that San Francisco is going to be able to put a really good game together offensively.
You're thinking CMC here.
I am thinking CMC here, but like I just think that they have to click at some point offensively, and I really think it could be this weekend.
Uh-huh.
But geez,
Bosa questionable, Kittle questionable, Brock Purdy questionable. I think all three of those guys are going to play.
Right,
but obviously they are listed on the injury report as of right now.
Yeah, and one of the things that's giving me a really hard sell on the Packers, they have just combined for 34 points in their last two outings, Andy. That's very tough for me to get behind them when they're not scoring a lot of points, especially against a team. If some of those guys play,
mm-hmm.
is a very good offense and have showed that they can score a lot of points, just haven't yet this season. All that being said, I do believe that the Packers squeak out a win here. I think they get them at the end, probably kick a field goal or score a touchdown late, and the 49ers just can't come away with it. I do believe the Packers get away with a win.
It's just one of those seasons for the 49ers where they're right there, but they just can't get over that hump.
Yeah.
And talking about those points being scored, Green Bay has smacked the under.
Yeah.
Four of their last six games.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that over-under at 47.5.
Yeah.
This line opened up at 47.5, has not moved.
And I think you kind of got to look at the under, at least, as a notion. The 49ers have been below 24 points in three of their last four games themselves.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be surprising to see a lower scoring, defensive-heavy finish here. So I like the under as my best bet of the game.
Yeah.
But I'm still rolling with the Packers, especially at -1.5.
You know, it's only supposed to be 8 or 9 degrees above freezing, but it is the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. So that's just the way it is, and that usually does not help the offense.
It does not.
So, yeah, I think that's why this line hasn't moved much, because people like to bet the over. Otherwise, they stay away from it.
Otherwise, they stay away from it, Andy, and I think you got to go with the Packers this late in the season at home.
The Packers. You know, they're 7-3 for a reason.
Yes.
And they are in a little bit of a race here for the NFC North.
No doubt about it.
They got to keep pace.
Got to stay. Got to stay there. Yeah. Got to stay there.
Vikings are right there, are right a half game, full game ahead of them. All right, let's move on to Sunday night.
Woo!
The Philadelphia Eagles, another one of those teams that I like to dog on, but they just keep winning.
Keep winning.
8-2 overall. They are heading on out to L.A., going to play in SoFi Stadium to take on the Rams, who are also 5-5. Here we have a road favorite. It's been bet up to a square 3. The Eagles are your 3-point favorite.
Yeah, just like we were just talking about with San Francisco 49ers, the Rams need these wins. They're 5-5, Andy. And in the NFC West, they have to get this win.
Ooh, they're only a game behind Arizona.
Exactly. Yep. That's what I'm saying. The Rams put up 28 points in their last game against New England. Mm-hmm. I believe that they're going to have success in this game as well. Stafford, still really, really good. Cooper Kupp,
he's awesome.
It just looks like he's so kind of good. I just believe the Panthers need the Rams need this win and are going to find success in this game. I know that it's probably going against the grain, but I'm taking that Rams +3.
That was like wishful thinking. I was going to say that's a Freudian slip, but I can't even come up with that. Panthers, Rams.
No, it doesn't sound anything the same. That's so bad of me.
That total's been bet up to 48.5, and that makes sense because when the Rams turn it on, they turn it on.
For sure.
And sometimes the Eagles' offense, you're like, no one can stop them. No one can stop them. The tush push, they still use it.
They still use it.
Husker shout out, Juergens.
Yeah,
you know,
Cam.
The center now. Jalen Hurts still likes to run in those touchdowns, which we've seen this entire season. And they're just grinders.
The
Eagles are grinders. I don't think they've ever really had a too lofty of a point spread, no matter who they're playing.
Of course not.
A lot of times they are the favorite, but this is what you're looking at. 2.5. 3.5, and that's exactly what we have right here. However, they're on the road with a desperate team. That's why you like the Rams?
It is, Andy, and I think the defense for L.A. is going to keep this close enough that Stafford's going to have a chance late, and I believe he's going to come in and take it. I think they win this game outright, so take a look at that +125 money line for the Rams at home. I really like the Rams this week, Andy, especially if you're on the +3 points.
Yeah, I was looking at some of these other books, you know, shopping around, right?
Yeah.
But I'm looking at 130, 135 on that money line.
Go.
So, that's an enticing little bit of a wager.
For sure.
Right there. All righty. Monday night.
Let's do it. This is going to be awesome.
Let's do it. The Baltimore Ravens are heading on out to L.A. to play in SoFi.
Yeah.
To take on the Chargers, who are 7-3, 4-1 at home. They are 4-1 at home. Ravens have been, you want to say up and down, but no, they are pretty gosh darn dominant. Lost a heartbreaker against Pittsburgh last week. I mean, that's going to happen. It's Mike Tomlin.
Tomlin plays him.
Yeah.
Harbaugh, Tomlin, chess match. It's just going to always be close and go one way or the other at the end. So
So you can – I don't want to say throw that one out the window. If anything, it showed me that the Ravens are
– They're good.
They're good, right? But they are your 3-point favorite on the road once again. What is with these teams in L.A. being the 3-point home dogs all the time?
Well, they don't have a lot of fans that go to their games. That's the reason. but Los Angeles really comes into this matchup like J.O. was saying, playing their best football of the season. That's why he's jumping on them as a Super Bowl contender because, you know what? They probably are have won 4 in a row. And they will be at home for this game. Like you said, the Chargers have one of the best defensive units in the NFL. A lot of people are overlooking that and just saying, J.K. Dobbins got it going on. Justin Herbert got it going on. Mm-hmm. No, this defense is really, really good, Andy. Yeah. But they are playing against the former two-time MVP and the king himself, Henry.
King Henry.
I'll tell you one thing,
A little bit of
Andy,
an upgrade over J.K. Dobbins.
Just a little bit. Andy, where this over is right now, 50.5, 51,
yeah.
I love the over.
Over.
Lots of points on Monday night. Lots of points on Monday night. This is going to go over 51 points.
Harbaugh. Both those guys are over guys, right?
They love it.
But you know what? The Chargers, you just made the argument a couple segments ago with the Indiana Hoosiers as being posers.
Yep.
That is what the Chargers
are.
Look at this schedule. You're talking about this four-game winning streak. New Orleans, Cleveland, Tennessee, and Cincinnati gave them everything they could. Cincinnati tried to hand them the game,
yep.
And then they tried to.
They did.
And Cincinnati felt like they let one slip when they were losing by like three touchdowns at one point.
Yes.
I really like Baltimore here in this spot.
Yeah.
Can they cover? Yes, they can cover. Would I like to get that 2.5, that hook? I don't like it at the square three as much, but I still like, you know what? If it stays at that three, maybe I look at the minus 150, the minus 140 money line
for, sure.
for the Ravens.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you on that, Andy. The only thing that comes to question there, Andy, is Justin Tucker, did he fall off? It looks like he has, Andy.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a real big reason for people down the stretch if they're going to bet on the Baltimore Ravens, because they always knew that they had that 3 points in their back pocket. If they can get close to the 50-yard line, they are going to get that 3 points. It looks like he's fallen off a little bit, Andy, and that could be a reason not to bet on the Ravens late in the season. But I love this over. This Baltimore Ravens offense is one of the best offenses in the NFL. Their defense is horrendous. The Chargers are going to be able to score. Lamar's going to have to keep pace. King Henry's going to get late, get a push late. Ravens win late. Over 51 points.
Yeah. Okay. So that you like the over. I like the Baltimore maybe with that money line, depending on where that point spread
yes,
goes.
Yes, sir.
Hey, and Landon McConkey.
Lad
McConkey is the leading receiver for the Chargers.
Of course.
J.O. got that right, too.
He was right.
Man, he is on
it. In fantasy, and before the season started, I love it.
Yeah. All right. So you are the parlay pounder.
Yes.
Do you have a parlay play?
I got a three-teamer, Andy, and they're all going to hit this week. They are all going to hit this week. I am going with the Detroit Lions, -6.5 at Indianapolis. They blow these guys out of the water first leg. And then I got Denver going in to Las Vegas as a 6-point road favorite, taking the Broncos to put the Raiders in their spot.
Okay.
And then to round it out, I got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers going in to New York.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Favored 5.5 points. I'm going all road favorites.
Whoa.
Road favorites in the NFL. $25 to win 136. Going back through it, I got Detroit -6.5, Denver -6, and Tampa Bay -5.5.
Oh, Denver, the donkeys.
The donkeys
going to Las Vegas. Oh, boy.
They could win this 7-0, and it wouldn't surprise me.
Wow. You know, that's surprising that it's not surprising. Well, that'll about do it for us this week, folks. So be sure to follow us on ESPN Tri-City Radio and their Facebook page, and over on X. And if you haven't already, give us a look-see over on YouTube. Give us a subscribe, a thumbs up. One guy was throwing some shade at us, but he actually called us experts. I love that.
Yeah,
thank
that's pretty
you.
Good. That's a
you know?
Very good. He thought he was making fun of us, but that is an actual compliment coming to us.
You know, that was like, what's that, Bluto, the college movie?
Blue Chips?
No. Where they're all drunk. It's in the dorms. You know what I'm talking about with the togas.
Animal House.
Where the sorority chick goes, "You weren't that great." And the guy's like, I'm great.
That's what I was thinking. There you go.
Right there.
But yeah.
And you're also holding the fort down over on TikTok, right?
Yeah, make sure you follow us at WTL Sports Betting on TikTok. We got everything going into primetime games in the NFL and college football.
For Jabron, the Parlay Pounder, I'm Andy Klassen. Thank you for listening. This has been WTL.
Nebraska Public Media Sports brings you live all-day coverage of the NSAA High School Football Championships on Monday, November 24th and Tuesday, November 25th. Watch all day, both days on Nebraska Public Media or live stream every game on Nebraska Public Media's YouTube channel.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition Chocolate Mint. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.